Lesson 4, pages 126 and 127. New wedding trends.
Wedding traditions are changing. More and more young couples are choosing to create a unique wedding experience for themselves and for their guests. In traditional weddings, a clergy reads the bride and groom their vows. Do you, Mary Jones, take Roger Smith to be your husband for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until death parts you? The bride and groom simply say, I do, in response to this question. But more and more couples today are writing their own vows and saying them in their own words. They face the guests while they say or read their vows to each other. Churches and synagogues are still the most popular places for a wedding. But some couples are choosing to have a destination wedding. They get married on the beach, on a mountaintop, or other unusual place. These weddings have fewer guests because of the expense of traveling. Often the bride and groom pay for the hotel rooms of their guests. They tell their guests the date at least 3 to 4 months in advance. Often they send them save-the-date cards so that their guests can make plans to attend the wedding. Another new trend in weddings is to create a wedding based on the couple's ethnic background. For example, in an African-American wedding, some couples want to show respect to their ancestors by jumping over a broom, a tradition coming from the time of slavery. The jumping of the broom symbolizes a new beginning by sweeping away the old and welcoming the new. Some African Americans use colorful clothing inspired by African costumes, rather than a white dress for the bride and a suit or tuxedo for the groom. One thing stays the same. The newlyweds send the guests thank you cards by mail to thank them for attending the wedding and for the gifts they gave.